Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
These are things that people wrestle with, and some people think they have the idea. Or a city is flooded. Yeah, probably a lot of sin in that city. And that's what happened to them. Really? Worse than other cities? I mean, if you're going by the worst sin city, you could probably find one that should have been flooded before that one. Right? I mean, if you're being honest, this one might have been number 45 on the list of bad cities. Why did it get hit first? And these others are doing okay. That's why people they think there's no rhyme or reason to it. And people get mad. Why did God do this? Because you'll have even Christians, you'll have even ministers saying that God sent it. We don't know why, but He sent it. He did it. God caused your teenager to die in that car accident. Why? Really? Why? And so people scream, why? And people shake their fist at God. Why? Why me? Well, Jesus is answering this question right here. Because it would seem there's no rhyme or reason. Why would He do this? He sent these soldiers. He slaughtered these people while they're trying to worship. Jesus said, do you suppose that these people were worse sinners than anybody else around there? That's why that happened to them? And what did Jesus say next? Well, He answered the question. What did He say? What did He say? Nay means no. Let this get in you. Everybody say no.
No.
Come on, say it again, no.
No.
Why'd that happen to them? Well, they're probably bad people. Come on, say it out loud. No.
No.
No. Why'd it happen to that city? Well, there's probably so much sin in there. No. Do not assume that. Don't do that. He said, I tell you no, and here's revelation. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said, all of you are in danger of something similar happening to you unless you repent. The enemy has perverted and twisted this in many people's minds like he has so many things. Why did God do this? That's the wrong question. That's wrong thinking. Why did God let this happen to me? Wrong question. Is everybody awake?
Yes, sir. Yes.
The question is, why wasn't He able to protect you? Because His will is to keep you. Come on, are y'all with me or not? His will is to keep you. But we just got through reading the text. What is He able to keep? Are people committing their lives to Him everywhere? No, they are not. So is He able to keep everybody, everywhere, and everything? No. He's not keeping everybody and everything. There's so much junk that people say, and it sounds to them, it sounds religious and good, but it's just completely contrary to the Bible. Well, God's looking out for everybody, and He's taking care of everybody. No, He's not. No, He's not. Well, everything's working out for the best. No, it's not. Read that verse again. All things work together for good of a specific group of people. Not everybody. To them that love Him. Does everybody love Him?
No.
There are billions that don't even believe in Him. Don't even believe He exists. They're not committing anything to Him to keep. No. Very specific group of people that God is causing everything to work out and work together for their good. It's those that love Him. Do you love Him?
Yes.
Then you're in a special group.
Yes.
If you love Him, and you really do, and you're endeavoring to follow Him, He is able. Oh, somebody shout about He is able. He is able.
Amen.
To keep what you commit to Him. He is able to guard you and keep you and hold you in His hand. He is able to make everything work out together for your good.
Oh my goodness, that's right.
Woo! Somebody say, He's able to keep what I commit to Him. Thank you, Lord. He went on. Jesus gave another example. Verse 4. He said, those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them. Here's another thing that happened that everybody knew in that area. There was a tower in Siloam, and something happened. That tower collapsed and fell on people and killed them. 18 people that just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, people have all kind of theories about why that happened. Well, it must have just been their time. You ever heard that? One guy, this back many decades ago, they're working in this foundry and they were doing some real dangerous work with steel and metal and molten stuff, and they'd had a lot of people killed, accidents on the job. And so they were endeavoring to implement rules and things to protect, and somebody was saying, well, you just don't understand it, you know, and why the Lord's took so many. And the supervisor said, well, I've noticed when we follow the rules, He don't take near so many. Like one fellow was saying, you know, he said, man, I don't want to get on that plane and fly. He said, and another fellow told him, oh, you know, until it comes your time to go, you ain't going. He said, well, what if it comes time for the pilot to go? See, there's a lot of things, these things just don't work. They just don't work. It's not true that there is a day and date and time on the calendar that's your time to go. And when the clock clicks and hits that, boom, you're going. And it was just their time. This is not true. If you read the scriptures, it tells you there are things you can do that'll shorten your days. The psalmist said, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But Proverbs talks about there are things you can do that will add years to your life and prolong your life. He said those 18 that tower fell on and killed them and crushed them. Do you think they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Why would he say that? People think those things. They try to figure out an answer. Why did that happen to them? Maybe somebody said, I know them. That was my, you know, my sister's friend. They worked together. She was a great woman. You know, why did that happen to her? There's so many mean people around, and the tower fell on her. She's a good girl. Why did that happen to her? Well, God knows. They probably had evil in their hearts and you just didn't know it. Well, the Lord says, you think they were worse sinners than anybody else around because the tower fell on them? Help me out. What do you say? What's the answer? What's the answer? Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Say nay. Nay. No. No. When people try to tell you this stuff, what do you tell them?
No.
No. Now, I can't control what you believe, but no. You're not convincing me of that. No. No, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said the same thing. What's he saying? He's saying none of you are safe from things like this, except. What does repent? What does repentance include? Repentance includes acknowledging Him and believing in Him and giving your life to Him. Is that right? Giving to Him, committing to Him, yielding to Him. And what have we already found out? If you do that, what's He able to do then? He's able to keep what's committed or given to Him. There's only one safe place throughout the entire earth. There's enough germs in the air to kill everybody here. There's enough toxins in everything you eat, everything you drink. Why? Because the earth is full of the curse and evil. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen, period? Because the earth is full of the curse. That's why bad things happen. You don't have to do a bunch of bad things for a bad thing to happen to you. All you got to do is be on the planet. And there is curse, and there is evil, and there is death everywhere on this planet. And it's not why did God do it to me. You're on a planet full of curse. The only way to make it unscathed is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High,
yes,
underneath the shadow of His wings.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me